Pilgrims from around the world have gathered in Madrid for World Youth Day. Benedicta B. Acero is the Director of Communications for CCAM, the Association of African Bishops' Conferences. He spoke to Eamon McCarthy about how the young and vibrant church in Africa can help energize the church in other parts of the world, including Europe.
Yeah, because the church is universal. Africa is part of the church, and we feel that we should be involved in whatever that the youth are doing in the world. Africa should be part of it. And we are here, Father Komokoma, Joseph Komokoma, is the first Deputy Secretary General of SECAM, and we are here to observe so that if it is possible for us to gather African bishops to host the World Youth Day, probably the second one from after this one, probably, if it's possible, Africa should also host it. Africa has never hosted the World Youth Day, and we think that it is time Africa also gets involved to host the World Youth Day. And we hope in the next 2 or 3 World Youth Days, Africa will be prepared to do it. We hope so.
Also because the church in Africa is such a young church in the sense that most of the Catholics and Christians in Africa are young people. You're a very young continent, so it is a very important event for them, isn't it?
Yes, because like the Holy Father said during the African Synod, Africa is the lungs of the church. So we are the future of the church. Latin America is the future of the church. Africa is the future of the church. And I think the Western world has to look up to the third world, or whatever you call the third world, Africa, because we have something to offer to the church.
Particularly a church that recently in Europe has become a tired church, an old church. Do you think you can help, the African youth can help really revitalize that?
Of course. You can see that we have many priests from Africa who are helping in the evangelization work of the church, the old church in Europe. And in America, you have Africans there, and we can help. And I think the young people with this experience, some of them will get more and more involved in becoming priests, sisters, and all that, to revitalize the church. That's why the present Pope has come out with this new evangelization congregation, which we hope will kind of bring back to vigorous life the church in Europe and America.
With the help of the younger churches? The
church in Africa, of course. We are always prepared to help. We are young, we're dynamic, we want to share our experience with whoever wants to listen to us.